Wonderful Thursday morning, beloved. Oh, it is so good to start my morning out with you. Today we are in Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 14, where we conclude Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And today's reading includes what is often referred to as the Golden Rule. That's in verse 12. A warning is given about judging others, and Jesus encourages his followers to ask, seek, and knock, to emphasize a lifestyle of prayer and doing God's will. Again, God's saving word for us this week has been wisdom. So let's begin as we're reading Matthew chapter 7. Do not judge others so that God will not judge you, for God will judge you in the same way you judge others, and he will apply to you the same rules that you apply to others. Why then do you look at the speck in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the log in your own eye? How dare you say to your brother, please let me take that speck out of your eye, when you have a log in your own eye? You hypocrite! First, take the log out of your own eye, and then you will be able to see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give what is holy to dogs. They will only turn and attack you. Do not throw your pearls in front of pigs. They will only trample them underfoot. Ask, and you will receive. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks will receive, and anyone who seeks will find, and the door will be opened to those who knock. Would any of you who are fathers give your son a stone when he asks for bread? Or would you give him a snake when he asks for a fish? As bad as you are, you know how to give good things to your children. How much more, then, will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Do for others what you want them to do for you. This is the meaning of the law of Moses and the teachings of the prophets. Go in through the narrow gate, because the gate to hell is wide, and the road that leads to it is easy. And there are many who travel it, but the gate to life is narrow, and the way that leads to it is hard, and there are few people who find it. Today's key verse is Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, where Jesus said, "Do for others what you want them to do for you." This is the meaning of the law of Moses and the teachings of the prophets. So let's ask, what do you need to ask God today? What does verse 12 say? It says, do for others what you want them to do for you. This is the meaning of the law of Moses and of the teachings of the prophets. How does this teaching impact your relationship with others? Because if we see that God is going to reward us in the same way that we're responding to those around us, I think that we're going to be a little bit more careful in how we are reaching out, how we are keeping our eyes open for the needs of others, so that we can respond with the heart, with the passion of our Father that's in heaven. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, teach me to ask, seek, and knock in accord with your will. May my actions this day reflect your love as I treat others in the ways that mirror life in God's kingdom. Amen. Well, again, our short few minutes has come to an end. Join me tomorrow morning when we will be reading Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 29. And all those who hear Jesus' teachings are amazed. God bless you.